Okay, the next thing that we will be talking about is the county judge executive's position. I'm going to give you all a little bit of what these people are responsible for. This job is responsible for a budget of over $10.8 million, which includes the jailer, general fund, animal shelter, transfer station, that kind of thing, county road department, ambulance and dispatch, general fund, plus others that are too many details to go into. It was like three pages of responsibilities. He's also responsible for all board appointments in the county, the library, water, tourism. The employees that are employed by this county is 120, so he has a large employment base. Our first speaker will be Logan Faulkner. Okay, we'll go with Kevin Babcock. Nope. But you get close.
All right. Thank you very much, and appreciate you all coming out this evening. I'd like to thank Josie and Dwayne and all the board for putting on this forum. It's really a pleasure to come out and see interested citizens in Powell County. I'd like to thank Tony Ball for his past leadership in the Democratic Party. I'd like to thank our congressmen and our judges that protect us and serve us and make some good decisions. Definitely wouldn't have Judge Miller's job right now. And when I was growing up in Powell County, I thought about a lot of things and I did a lot of things, just like everybody else. But when it was time to make a decision, my mom and dad told me to think of three things: God, family, and country, or community. So I went into the United States Navy. Upon retiring from the United States Navy, pardon me, I probably need some of this lemon juice. I came back to Powell County so that I could be at home. This is our home in Powell County. Do we have problems? Do we have issues? Absolutely, we have problems and issues. It's things that we can tackle, things that we can come together with and we can fix. My mom and dad, they taught me morals. They taught me respect for others. If we just listen to each other, everybody in this room has an opinion, and all those opinions are important. Each and every one of us can come to a table and make decisions that are better for the betterment of our county. Leadership, education. When I was in the Navy, I had various jobs. I led work centers from 5 to 25 personnel. I was in Keflavik, Iceland. I was in charge of over 100 personnel, the training, the daily operations of a security detachment. During Desert Storm, we had port and starboard. We had companies, 300 personnel, and my duty was to ensure that they manned the foxholes. They were out in that tundra in a cold, Arctic cold, protecting those special weapons they have up in Iceland, things like that. So there's a lot of times when I had positions of leadership when I was in the military. When I got out of the military, I came back to Powell County. I went to EKU. I spent a couple years over there trying to be a teacher. I got a lot of respect for teachers. After about 2 years over there, Darren Farmer asked me, said, how would you like to be a school resource officer? Didn't know what it was. I knew about law enforcement. I knew about kids, and that's what I wanted to work with. So I decided to take on the responsibility of school resource officer. It's the best 15 years of my life. And during that time, I've had a lot of opportunities for leadership positions. The School Resource Officer Program started a statewide board. I was the founding member on the statewide board for Kentucky School Resource Officers. Had a wonderful time with it. I've been a football coach at the middle school. I've coached Little League soccer. I've been on the Youth Service Center both at the middle school and the high school. I've served on the site base for 9 years. I was on the local planning commission that built this cafeteria and made two other multi-million-dollar extensions to the school system. There's a lot of things that I have done and I've been a part of, but it's not about me. Yeah, you need to know what my leadership qualities are. You need to know what I can do for you, but I really want to know what we can do for the county. Service and sacrifice. My wife and I sit down every now and then. We don't get to sit down very much because if you notice, I'm usually doing something in the county, whether it's related to school with my church, Cat Creek Church of Christ, or tonight, we're having a Holy Week service, so I'll apologize in advance. As soon as I finish here, I'm going to go out to the Church of God here, Brother Mollahan's church, and we're having a Holy Week service. It's very important that we take God seriously in our communities. We're a faith-based community, but we also have to listen to all people, all beliefs. And this going to different churches during Holy Week is a very good experience, and I'm totally enjoying it. the sacrifice that a lot of people have to give is time, money, but also there's a lot of things that we can do that doesn't cost a penny. We have a lot of talented people right here in Powell County as far as arts and crafts go, woodworking. We have photograph artists. We have writers. We have a lot of talent right here in Powell County. We have Clay City Pottery. We have art, music with the Meadowgreen Park. We have the drag strip. 90% of our advertisement goes for 10% of our county as far as the gorge and the natural bridge. Is that important? Absolutely. 750,000 to a million people go up that interstate every year to that gorge. We need them to stop here in Powell County. We need them to stop here in Stanton and Clay City. We need them to spend money here. Last night I spent a lot of time looking down at my little notes and everything like that, and I kind of got confused a couple times. I read some things. They all mean very important things to me, but what really is important to me is whenever I look you in the eye and I tell you that I will do whatever is necessary to run the office of Powell County Judge Executive to the best of my ability, your vote will be greatly appreciated May 20th. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Next will be Myers Arnett.
I already said he left the lemon juice up here. Did you get it? Oh, here. Okay. Have to get my glasses, Justin. You know you're getting old when you get up in the morning. You have to find your glasses, put your hearing aid in to find your teeth. But then the day's pretty well gone, so you go back to bed. I think everybody knows me pretty well here. There might be a couple of you that don't. I'm Myers Arnett. I'm candidate for Powell County Judge Executive. I've lived here all my life. Well, I don't like to say that. That's like asking an old man, you lived here all your life? Not yet. So I've lived here up to this point all my life. I'm married to the Margaret Arnett, who was teacher and guidance counselor at Bowen School. She was up there for 41 years. Excuse me. We have one son, Jason. He turned 41 last week, and he's the light of our life. I attended Morehead State University, and I was a certified auctioneer and have done many voluntary auctions for the schools and different organizations around the county. I've had several businesses, been in the trucking business several times, and always been a farmer. My parents was Arvin Arnett, who was a principal at Bowen Elementary for 23 years. He worked down here in the central office for 3 years. He was the mayor of Stanton for 4 years. A total, he had 39 years of teaching. My mother, she had a total of 41 years. Now, she worked at Bowen Elementary and taught English at the high school here. And she had many of you. I'm sure that a lot of you can tell stories on both of them. So my whole family was teachers. I've got a vision for Powell County, and my vision is no different from the other candidates. And of course, I'd like to see a drug-free, crime-free, and plenty of jobs. And who wouldn't want to work in a place like that? That would be a auditorium place. Well, that's idealistic to think that. But that's a goal. We have to have a vision. Without a vision, the people will perish, and you've got to keep working for this. I like to see this county have something like a YMCA or where the young people can go. We don't have that. Our elderly population is growing, and I would like to see some sort of facility where they can go and enjoy themselves in their senior years. Some of us are already there. But we need to look forward to the future. They're growing at an alarming rate. Having a handicapped child as I do, and plus or elderly parents can to care for, can be very, very stressful on people. We need a facility where care providers can give rest day or night, where people can go out to, you know, where they've had to put up this day in, day out, and it does, you need a break every now and then, believe me, trust me. I would like to see tourism develop more in Red River Gorge, such as giving bus tours. There's lots of things we can do up there. I feel like we got a gym up there that's not even been developed yet, the Red River Gorge, and it's going to develop over the years, but we need to work on that. This is my vision for Powell County. Can it become a reality? Sure. But it's going to take a lot of work. I don't know. I'd sure like to try. I cannot promise any of these things. If anybody says I promised anything, they're telling you wrong, because I don't make promises. I'll try and work on it. I've had the experience of trying, but you must do these things. If you don't try, you got to remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you just got to keep on working at it. And neither will Powell County change overnight. What my qualifications are, 5 minutes.
Sit down.
I'll tell you my qualifications. 4 years college, served 8 years on city council, elected mayor twice. Served 2 terms as mayor, elected 2 terms as mayor, operated my own trucking companies, and a farmer. I got 160 additional training hours for mastery. I'm having a fish fry May the 17th at 4 o'clock. Everyone is invited. 4 o'clock on Saturday, May 17th. Everybody invited, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
All right, and James Anderson will be next.
I'd like to thank the Democratic Executive Committee, as well as all y'all for showing up tonight, giving us this opportunity and taking the opportunity to try to know what each of us stands for. After that, I'd like to thank each of you for having given me this wonderful opportunity for this last 883 days to serve you as your county judge. This is, without a doubt, the greatest privilege that's ever been bestowed on me, and one that I'm more than willing to keep on doing and serving you and our community. I stand here tonight not only as the most qualified candidate for judge, having a bachelor's degree from the University of Kentucky in agricultural economics, got over 9 years retail experience in successful business, as well as starting my own during that time, and let me emphasize successful business, as our county has been a success under my leadership. As you may have caught in my earlier statement, we've been in office 883 days, which just is barely over, just a little over 2 years. In that amount of time, we've accomplished a whole lot of things and got many more exciting things initiated, and hopefully a lot of announcements will be coming out in the next year or so. One of the things that my office and my administration has prided itself on is accountability, not only to our citizens but to the state. And in that, if you'll look at our last 2 years' audits, I've been audited twice since I've been here. You won't find it much cleaner. They're two of the cleanest audits ever this county has ever had, and very proud of that. That speaks volumes for the way we do our business, the staff we put in place, and the accountability we have for your tax dollars. Also, as a part of this accountability, I think if I'm going to stand here and ask for your vote, I owe it to you to prove that when I ran last time, I've honored the commitments and the things I said I would try to work on. Looking back over my past literature and things I put out on what I would work for this community, I'm happy to say not only have I worked on every one of them, I've had success in all areas. One of the top things that will come about in a community, our community especially, is the job situation. I can sit here tonight and tell you that we have 150 new jobs since my taking office, 50 of which came with Scott's Archery's bringing their organ. They had bought a plant in Oregon, bringing it to our community. That's exciting because not only are we getting 50 new jobs, that shows that we have created an environment they're comfortable to stay in. So we've retained those jobs and that company, and it's vital to our community. As we mentioned last night, the Thornberrys bought Red River Hardwoods. That's going to be 100 additional jobs to our community in the next 5 years. And both of these employers, these are not minimum wage jobs. They're well in excess of that. That's going to have a very consequential role in our economy as we move forward. New revenues without having to burden our taxpayers anymore. Also on the job front, one of the things, and both the other candidates mentioned, I do agree that tourism can be one of our biggest economic drivers, and we have done vast amounts of work to develop this and to be able to obtain the revenues that we're not currently obtaining. One of the things many of you might not be aware of, it's one of the first, the only one I know of in the state, we have a four-county multi-recreational board formed between Wolf, Estill, Lee, and Powell County. This board was formed in the hopes of obtaining a piece of property and developing an outdoor recreational park, which will be used by many people. With the success of that, you can see the implications to our hardware stores, to our gas station. It will be felt throughout our economy, and we are close to hopefully having that underway. We've also, one of the things we've got to do is use our resources. By using the resources we currently have, that keeps us from having to depend on taxpayers. One of those resources we have is our county roads. We've done several things on this front, one of which, if you're aware of, we have stood up to the Forest Service in trying to retain roads such as Sand Lick that the United States Forest Service took from us in an attempt to put money into our economy, which we all deserve to have the benefit of off our roads. Another thing that is currently in the works is the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway. We done have over 150 miles of their county roads mapped, and Tourism Board has agreed they're going to produce a map, and this will help. We hear a lot about the Red River Gorge, and that is definitely one of the, you know, one of our bright spots, but we have a lot of attractions in the lower end as well. And the beauty about this network, with the mapping and the pointing out of things of interest, we will not only be able to attract them to one end of the county, it will help disperse them and weave them throughout our community. And this is in conjunction with some of the surrounding counties as well. So a lot of things have been done that, and I kind of tied that into jobs because this is going to turn out new jobs when it's in implemented. We've made vast strides in our infrastructure. We've put additional money in for paving, have paved additional roads, addressing our gravel roads. I only got through, I've got about 14 more items I'd like to talk to you with, but we're not going to get through it. Thank you all for coming. I sincerely hope that you will give me the opportunity to keep serving you. This has been the most enjoyable job I've ever had. I enjoy working for each of you every day, and I will make promises, as I did last time. I will be honest, and I will be hardworking. Thank you.
Next, we're going to talk about the sheriff candidates. This job is responsible for a budget of approximately $500,000. The duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, service of the courts, and the law enforcement. They do work close with the coroner, jailer, and constables. Randy Watson was our first speaker, and he is working in the state of Tennessee, so he will not be here tonight. And the next speaker is Sammy Hall.
I'd like to thank everyone, Democrat Party and stuff. And I agree with Anderson. We need work in Powell County. A lot of the things that we got going on right now is because we don't have any work here. I would be willing to work, if I get this position with the judge executive, go to Frankfort, try to get some work in Powell County. People have kids. They got to support those kids. You know, a lot of it is the drug habits and stuff we got here. Cocaine's coming in Kentucky. It's all over Kentucky. This whole situation is getting bad. I would have a full-time sheriff department. They would patrol the schools. I do what I could to protect your kids. I feel that we need this stuff, and I would help this county all I could, and I would work with everybody, you know, that's necessary to do this. And this abuse and stuff, it needs to stop. A lot of people have lost their kids in this county. It's going to continue if we don't do something about it. And it needs to all stop. And I believe it can be stopped. Your tax dollars, you can trust me with them. I was a teacher for 35 years of the Word of God. I'm trustworthy. And that's more important to me than anything. You have to be trustworthy. You know where your tax dollars are going and what they're going for. And I would like to appreciate your vote. And I thank you for this.
H.K. Goodwin. Philip Frazier.
Good afternoon. Again, I want to thank the Democrat committee and everyone involved in setting this up tonight, Atlanta, to speak to you. I'm Philip Denny Frazier. I'm a candidate for sheriff in Powell County. I'm married to the former Vivian Ratliff. We've been married 44 years. I'm a member of the Clay City Baptist Church, where I'm a church treasurer. I'm also the president of local FOP, which I've been president of Front Order Police here for 14 years. I'm in charge of the Cops and Kids Shop the Cop program 14 years. I've coached Little League softball, past Scout leader, Cub Scout leader. Give you a little on my background. I'm 35 years law enforcement experience. I've worked with the Kentucky Department of Parks as a park ranger. I was promoted to sergeant during that time. I left there and went to Staten Police Department. Then I went to Clay City Police Department as a chief. Then I went to work for the state safe place as a highway enforcement officer, or DOT. From there, I was promoted to sergeant, then to captain. And before I retired, I was promoted to major and held the position of Kentucky Vehicle Enforcement in charge of field operations commander. I'm academy trained. I'm a certified police officer of the state of Kentucky. I'm experienced in financial management of a state and federal budget. And I've worked in all aspects of law enforcement. I've worked in drug interdiction. Matter of fact, I work with DEA in a case in Columbus, Ohio, where we work with the local Ohio officials in a drug task force taking out a drug ring in Columbus, Ohio that was distributing drugs in the northern part of Ohio. One of the most rewarding details I had, though, was when Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. I was a major then. They called in Mississippi Highway Patrol and said, "We need help. You know, we've got rioting and everything going on down here." So I took a team of 30 officers, and we went to Mississippi, went to Gulf Coast, and slept on the ground for a couple of weeks and eat a lot of beanie weenies and bananas, anything we get a hold of. But after we secured the area, we spent the last part of the time we was there handing out food and water and Bibles to people. And one of the most interesting things to me, most people was more interested in the Bible than was food during now. They was wanting to get back with God. Now, I'm going to go into the sheriff's duties. The sheriff serves as a law enforcement official, collects county property taxes, provides court security as well as numerous other statutory requirements. I plan on providing 24-hour patrol to Powell County. I also patrol and cover the cities of Stanton and Clay City residents. And I realize by hiring full-time deputies, this would impact the sheriff's budget, also the county's budget. To support the budget and provide highly qualified personnel police officers, I'm going to give part of my salary back to support hiring more deputies. My deputies will be highly trained police officers and will be certified through the Department of Criminal Justice Training and the Kentucky Law Enforcement Council. My deputies will also be qualified to go into the classroom and teach programs such as drug prevention, so we can bring these children up to do prevention rather than arrest them when they get 18. And I'm looking for programs for children that we have a lot of good opportunities in Powell County for sports and other programs. I've contacted people in Louisville, Northern Kentucky, and Lexington to see if we can bring some programs in here that the Sheriff's Department can work with that can get these children interested in after-hours, school hours, weekends, and nights to occupy their time. I think that a lot of the time these children are bored, but get them in trouble. If elected to a sheriff, I've written a mission statement that I want to share with you. It would be the mission of the Powell County Sheriff's Office to provide tax collection, 24-hour law enforcement, court security, prison transport, and civil service to the citizens who live and work in Powell County. My department will be dedicated to conducting ourselves in a professional and respectful manner to gain your trust that you have bestowed upon the police officers in this county. We will be dedicated to this mission and to the people we serve to ensure that Powell County is a safe place to raise our children, our grandchildren, to live, work, and someplace we can be proud of. If elected to sheriff, I will strive to meet or exceed these professional standards and provide a well-deserved service to the taxpayers of Powell County. My department, my deputies, especially my deputies, I'm writing core values for my department, which will be service, integrity, courage, fairness, innovation, trust, and your sheriff's department. My deputies, along with me, will meet or exceed these standards. If elected to a sheriff, we can all work together with the county officials and get involved in making our county move forward like the counties that surround us have moved forward to. We can lower crime rate. We can deter this drug problem. Never mind. But thanks for your time. I appreciate everything. And to support Josie's comment earlier about when we, after the election, everybody working together, the day we met at the courthouse drawing to work who's going to be what assigned on the ballot, I asked the other candidates, the sheriff's candidates, I said, "Ever who wins, the next morning we all sit down and eat breakfast together and the winner buys a breakfast." But in my mind I was thinking, I hope I'm the fan buying the breakfast that morning, though.
Next speaker will be Jamie Bowman.
Everybody bear with me. I'm not real good with speeches. Ladies and gentlemen of Powell County, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak with you. My name is James Bowman, and I am also one of your Democrat candidates for Powell County Sheriff. I am 40 years old, and I am married to Rebecca Bowman. We had three wonderful children. I'm a 1993 graduate of Powell County High School. My mother and father is Pearl and Warren Bowman. I have 2 years' experience in law enforcement through the Powell County Sheriff's Department. During my 2 years, I was a very active deputy. I served many warrants and summonses. In 1998, when the Bowman Elementary was broken into, I was one of the deputies who helped recover these items. I was also chosen by the sheriff in 1998 to go to Eastern Kentucky University Police Academy to set the physical fitness requirements for the state of Kentucky. On the Sheriff's Department's website, it states in big bold writing, "Serving and protecting the people of this county, 24/7, 365 days a year." This is not correct. After 2 a.m. each night, the Sheriff's Department does not have no one out. The city officers or the Kentucky State Police has to do the Sheriff's Department's job. To correct this, I would make progress to get more full-time trained deputies hired. Our Sheriff's Department is basically being ran by special deputies. I have been told that they are writing citations and arresting people. If one of these subjects that was getting arrested was to get hurt or possibly killed, this could be a lawsuit on the county and Sheriff's Department itself, because special deputies are not certified in the state of Kentucky. This county has a major drug issue. I believe it has affected every single family one way or another. If elected as your sheriff, I would make it one of the top priorities to wreak as much havoc as I possibly could to let the drug dealers know this is our county and we will no longer accept it. I want to make this county safe for my children and yours also. If elected as your sheriff, I would be very active in anti-drug programs in our school systems to educate our children to make better choices as they grow older, because our children are our future. Ladies and gentlemen, this is some of the major issues I would work on if elected as your sheriff. So on May the 20th, please elect James Bowman as your Democrat candidate for Powell County Sheriff. I have one more comment. Win or lose on May the 20th, I will strongly support the winning Democrat candidate in November. Thank you.
Okay, the next will be our county clerks. The clerk's office is responsible for $2.5 million budget, which is separate from the county budget. The clerk's responsible for their own employees. And the other responsibility is to issue, register all vehicles, recording and keeping various legal records, registering and purging voter records, and conducting election duties and tax duties. That's just a brief description. But our first speaker will be Willard Larry Drake.
How's everyone doing? First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking the Democrat Committee. For somebody such as myself that works out of town, travels a lot, it's good to have these kind of forums so I can get together, people can hear what I stand for if I haven't been able to talk to you in person yet. I want to thank Ethan for bringing WSKV out so there's more people. If they couldn't make it out, they can listen at home and hear what we all have to say. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about tonight, one of them being family. My beautiful wife, Jennifer, has given me three beautiful kids. Sadie is back there. She's the five-week-old. We couldn't leave her with grandparents or anything. Sophia is eight, and Timber is four. Everything I do since I've become a father in my life has been about kids. I know that sounds cliche, and everybody's thinking I've done the same thing. I didn't think it was true when my parents told me that. I was thinking a false statement on them because it does become true. So with that being said, everything I've done from that point on, like I said, have been about kids and youth and community. So the things I want to talk to you about tonight, hopefully it's a little bit different than last night, is my experience. Last night I told you a little bit about, I run a fee-supported business for Eastern Kentucky University. I've grew that business. There's 28 centers in the United States that do what we do. EKU is one of the smallest universities out of these 28. In 4 years, I have took it to the top five of the 28. All on a budget that I pay for my employees. I pay for every pen that we use. I pay for every travel trip. Everything comes out of my budget. EKU has seen two of the biggest years out of my four that they've had return money at the end of the year. Reason I tell you that is I want to make sure that I'm turning over as much money that comes in on fees back over to the county that's feasible. I understand you've got employees to pay. I understand you've got retirement pensions to pay. I understand you've got elections to run. But I don't know that we're giving everything back that we need to. I'm not saying it's not run right. I'm just saying there's ways to cut everything, and there's ways to find a new printer company. There's little small things in throughout contracts you can save money on. I spent the last 4 years of my life doing that. Leadership. Through ever since January 99 when I joined the Air Force, I've excelled in every leadership course I've ever been in. I've been in management roles to where I was elected on the F-22 Raptor to come out. I was the first Air Force training instructor in the field for the Air Force. That was a testament of my leadership and my management. I had to write all the programs for it. So that tells me right there that apparently I was doing something right. And a lot of that had to do with hard work. I've been working since I was 12, 13 years old. I was put out and said, boy, it's time to cut to some tobacco. I thought then that was crazy, kind of like the kid thing. I was wrong. That has paid a lot of dividends to me now because it did build work ethic in me, and that I'm very proud of. Community. One thing I want to say to you right now, and I honestly believe this, as the taxpayers, if you elect someone to a county office, whatever it may be, you are elected to that office, but you are also elected to the community. You spend time in the community. I do that. I drive home from Richmond two nights a week to coach my T-ball team. I got one of my players back there listening to headphones. But I do that. I take pride in that. I'm the vice president of the Little League Baseball Board here. I've done that. I didn't have a kid in the league. but it was a league that we felt was run wrong. So as a group, we decided to fix it. We have fixed that. I coach at the Stanton Christian Church. I also coach a faith-based jams league down there that's middle school kids. I take pride in knowing that when they leave there, we didn't win a game this year, but every one of those kids hopefully learned something, whether it was life, maybe they learned a fundamental on basketball, but that I really don't care about. I care about the fact that they left there saying, hey, you know what? Coach Drake helped me out a little bit. Or they went to school and made a better decision. That's what it's all about. And that's why I say that I don't believe an elected official is only elected to that job. I think you're elected to the community, and you should spend your time in the community. I vow to do that. I work out of town now. I travel at least one night a week for 30 weeks a year. I'm gone. But I still make sure that I have time when I get back to this community to give back to this community. If I'm elected to this position, I can promise you that anytime you look out, you will see me out in the community, whether it be youth, whether it be adult programs, whether it's bringing grants in. Go look at grants. Go try to do things. Everybody should be better in our community and not just thinking I'm elected to this office or that office. We all have a responsibility for a community. I set my own, and apparently mine's a little better than Dwayne's. But that being said, I'll go ahead and get out of here. But I would appreciate everyone's vote. May the 20th, I promise you that if you vote for me and I win, I'll make you proud. Thank you.
And we'll have Rhonda Allen Barnett.
I'd like to start out by saying that I have had double pneumonia, so I'm so short of breath, so bear with me. I've been in the hospital, and I thank God that my recovery's going better than they thought it would. And so if I get short of breath, please forgive me. I want to introduce myself. I think most of you know me. I'm Rhonda Allen Barnett. I am your county clerk at the present time, and this is my 12th year. I'm starting in to serving as your county clerk. Now, last night, I wear two hearing aids. I don't wear them. I wore them last night so I could hear everybody speak. Well, I wore it when I was talking, so I don't talk as loud. It's maybe the first time in my life that I've had the people sitting in the back of the room saying, I couldn't hear you. So I took my hearing aid out tonight for me to speak. So maybe everybody back there can hear me. Okay. Like I said, I've spent the last 11, going on 12 years as your county clerk. And then from that, I want to go back 20 years. 20 years ago, I was elected as chief deputy clerk under the former administration. Therefore, with that, I learned every aspect of that job from ground up. Every job in that office, anything you walk in that office that you need, I can do it for you. And that is completely different from the administrative duties as the clerk. Okay. And many of you know me. I'm a joker. I love to joke. I love to laugh. I love people. I'm a people lover. But when it comes to your over $2.5 million tax paying dollars that come through my office, your office, your money, I take it very seriously and very seriously at that. I make sure that every tax dollar is delivered to the tasking district on time and accurately. I have never been late one day, not one day, delivering your taxpaying dollars to the districts here in the county. Be welcome to ask any of them. They can tell you. Okay, I get 3 audits per year. My audits have been true. My audits have been correct. I have never had to ask the county to give the office one penny to operate. and I have been able to turn over excess fees to the county every single year. Okay. Now, I lobbied in Frankfort. I got elected from the Kentucky County Clerks Association to lobby in Frankfort for the counties under 20,000 population. Well, I was very honored to get elected to that position. We lobbied every week in Frankfort for one whole session. Guess what? That we got that bill passed through House and Senate. So the counties over 20,000 population have had to funnel money into the counties under 20,000 population. I made a mistake last night. I said I hired three part-time. I meant two part-time positions. Came open with that. The rest of it is used to operate the office. I save your tax dollars. I watch your tax dollars probably better than I watch my own. I know I do. I save exactly anywhere I can. I'm talking from ordering paper, paper clips, post-it notes. I save your tax dollars whenever I can. And my job description, a clerk's job description, is to keep a staff in that office trained that can take care of you when you walk in that office. That is my job description as clerk. I keep strange hours, maybe some of you think. And yes, maybe I do. But because I learned the office from the ground up, and I'm one of the few clerks in the state that can work that front line and collect the money, make the deposits, write the checks, balance the statements, and I chose not to hire an outside auditor. I do that myself. So I work many hours late at night if you're out around, because that takes time to do. So the auditor, I understand, was at my buzzer. I can't hear. Okay. One more minute. I'll wrap this up. Because I can do all that, I had to, by auditor's instructions, hire a check and balance person to check and balance me. I have only made one promise all three times I've run. This is my fourth. I will make the same promise to treat each and every one of the people that walk in that office fairly, whether you are rich or whether you're poor. Everybody's the same in my eyes. I will continue to do this. I think you need a clerk that has proven leadership, accuracy in her office, in your office. Thank you. I would humbly ask for your vote. Thank you.
I think we're all going to take a break. We won't set the timer, but you've got 5 minutes. Make sure you get something to eat and something to drink. I think Chad's going to pass the bowl around for any donations, so if you all could feel free to empty your pockets in that, would muchly appreciate it. And the next office up will be jailer. The budget for the jailer is $1.7 million, it's included in the county judge's budget. They're responsible for incarceration of prisoners and taking care of their medical expenses, keeping up jail standards, inspections, training for the jail personnel. Office does work closely with the county judge, the sheriff, and the coroner. I know there's a lot more that he's involved in that, but that's a short description. And first up would be Earl Moore. Okay, then we have Travis Crabtree.
Good afternoon. And there's no way I'm going to be able to stand behind this podium, so I'm going to have to take this with me. As I told you last night, I remember sitting here 4 years ago. I think I even spoke to him, nervous wreck. I believe it was that gray tile. I think I looked a hole through it. I didn't know what to tell you, what to say. But I knew I had some good ideas, and I knew with a good staff behind me, a good working relationship with people around me, that we could make progress. The first meeting we had, the staff and I sit down, we talked about a one-year plan, a two-year plan, a three-year plan, and a four-year plan. We looked over the 2009-2010 budget and seen that the state revenue was pretty low. Anywhere between $275,000 to $315,000 was expected to come in from state inmates. Now, after looking it over, we were going to try to increase that somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 each year. Hopefully, by the fourth year, been somewhere between $700,000 and $750,000. The third year, we made our budget out and we sent it in, and we projected $900,000 from state inmates. The state kicked it back and said it's not possible. We looked it over. We sent it back in. They thought we was trying to make our budget match. Anybody's ever dealt with a budget, you have to make the appropriation and the revenue match up with each other. I said, no, it's possible to send it back. I'm proud to say in the third year, and not the fourth, we're projected to be at $913,000 with state inmates. One of three jails in the state of Kentucky that got a bed allotment for a substance abuse program in a county jail. The third jail in the state of Kentucky to use Taser, certified by people in here. We were able to get up new cars, have better equipment, state-of-the-art computer software. We've got cameras in every cell. We got to keep that local. All the money was spent local here in the county. What I'd like to tell you is, one, I was blessed with a great staff. That's been a blessing to work with. I have some of them here tonight, and you can't do it without people around you. You have to have a good working relationship with everybody that you're around, and you have to be willing not to sit at the jail and answer the phone 8 hours a day, but to get out, sell your county, sell your jail to other counties. Whether I'm going to Fulton County to see Ricky Parnell, whether I'm going to Henderson County to see Ron Harrington, whether I'm going to see Mike Simpson in Oldham County, Eric Jones in Montgomery County, Jamie from London, whoever it may be, you have to have a personal relationship. So when you call that jail, they don't say it's the Powell County jailer, they say it's Travis calling. That's how you get things done. I promise you that. If we get down, state inmates, they're hard to get right now. Counties all the way around us are struggling. Montgomery County keeps anywhere from 10 to 12 inmates, and once they get over that, they take them. They send them off. Three Forks is having budget issues right now. It's a hard time for Wolf County right now, for Lee County. They're struggling. But I'm going to tell you something. If you've got people that you can reach out to, it makes everything easier. I can call Ricky Parnell 6.5 hours away in Fulton County, Kentucky, and say, Ricky, you have 600 beds. You've got a 600-bed jail. I got 130. I'm down 10 state inmates. I need them. He's not going to turn me down. He's going to say, come and get them, or we'll meet you halfway if we need to. We've done it. The people that we have at the jail are certified. They're trained. We have jails that call us, ask us how to handle certain situations. I spent the first 2 months after election writing a policy and procedure manual. And trust me, it was a task. But it put together in place a so-called Bible to take a follow-by. If something happened, they can go to look it up and see what they need to do to take care of it. I'm telling you, the jail can be a sinkhole for our county. And any of you guys that served as magistrates, magistrates now, county judges, you know that. It's very important we take care of our money. Now, in 2009-2010, the general fund of the fiscal court transferred $645,000 to the jail fund. We've decreased that. Our last budget was $313,000. That's over $300,000 a budget year savings. While at the same time, better equipment, better training. And what makes that possible is being able to sit down, look somebody in the eye, tell them the truth, work out their problems, and do it in a way that you can be civilized. And don't forget, if you take anything home with you tonight, let me tell you, that May the 21st, the day after the election, we're going to pass each other in Kroger at the stoplight in the courthouse, be able to look that person in the eye, shake their hand, give them a hug, kiss them in the mouth if you want to. Don't tell my wife I said that. But be able to look them in the eye and know that you didn't say anything about them or do anything, harm them, wrong them in a way that they're going to feel bad about themselves. In closing, I'd like to ask you to remember the family of Kevin Maloney. I'm under the impression he passed away today, and I'm sure his family's under extreme distress right now. So remember them. God bless you. And May the 20th, I'd love to have your vote and support. I want to thank the Democratic Party for allowing me an opportunity to speak. I forget them every time, and I bought us in a 22 handgun she was holding on. But thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, the next office is the coroner's office. This office has full power and authority of peace officers, including the power to arrest, bear arms, administer oaths. In performing investigations, the coroner or deputy may enter public or private property, seize evidence, interrogate any person. They may impound vehicles involved in fatal accidents. They determine the cause of death, which can be natural circumstance, murder, suicide, or homicide. The extent of the inquiry of the death is left to the discretion of the coroner. So this job is very close and important to the sheriff and the county attorney. Megan Wells Davis will be our first speaker.
Good evening. I see many familiar faces, and for those who don't know me, I am Megan Wells Davis, candidate for Powell County Coroner. I am a lifelong resident of Powell County, a graduate of Powell County High School, and attended Eastern Kentucky University. I am married to David Davis. We have two children, Josh, a sophomore here at Powell County High School, and Jenna, a fifth grader at Stanton Elementary. We own and operate Davis and Davis Funeral Home. I am the granddaughter of Carl and Virginia Wells and Charles and Virginia Madden, the daughter of Evelyn Wells Neely and Tommy and Ruth Ann Davis. I spend much of my time serving the people of my community. I'm in the Kiwanis Club, the Women's Club, Stanton Elementary PTA. I'm active in the Relay for Life and serve on various boards throughout our community. I truly want to make our community a better place for our children to grow up. What is a coroner? A coroner is a public official appointed or elected in a particular geographic jurisdiction whose official duty is to investigate deaths under circumstances specified by statute KRS 72. I thought much about why I wanted to run for the office of Powell County Coroner, and it's a twofold. First, my grandfather held this office for 44 years. He served the people of Powell County tirelessly with honor and integrity, and the ability to carry on his legacy would be an honor and a privilege for me and my family. Second, Powell County is my home, and I possess the qualities that are vital in being an effective coroner for our county. Working alongside my grandfather, I was taught the importance of service to others, and that every individual to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their status or background. When a family loses a loved one, they are at their weakest hours, and they need someone who understands what they are going through, someone who can reach them on a personal level, and that can give them the comfort that they need in a professional manner. The Powell County Coroner's Office is a vital part in our community, and it needs an individual that possesses a deep understanding of the many requirements. I possess these qualities. I have a depth of knowledge that will serve this community with the integrity that is expected. I have attended many courses in which would be an asset to our coroner's office. I have attended a class on mass fatalities, and last October had the privilege to attending a class at the National Convention concerning the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. I have also attended training for the Kentucky Death Registration Systems, which came into effect on November 2010. It was implemented to expedite the process of getting a certified copy of the death certificate. As your coroner, I will make it a priority to get death certificates in a timely manner. I feel some of the qualities needed for a good coroner is someone that is caring, compassionate, and committed to this office. One that treats individuals with respect and dignity, one that is knowledgeable of the requirements needed for the office, and one that allows family a choice of services, whether it be at my funeral home or another funeral home. It would be my great honor and privilege to be your next coroner, and I thank you for your support in the upcoming election. Thank you for your time.
And the next candidate would be Hondo David Hearn.
Personally, want to thank the Democratic Committee for what they do here in our county for the Democrat Party and for all of you all who come out who care about the election process and care about your county. 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to be actually elected your Powell County Coroner, and it's been a tremendous honor to me, to my family. My grandfather, I.D. Hearn, served many years as Powell County Coroner, and truly, it's been the probably the greatest honor of my life, and I thank you all for that. During the time that I've been in office, we've implemented some brand new things. We come into an office that was somewhat outdated. We've brought it up to speed. We've brought it to an office that's not only efficient, but when you go to other counties, we're respected, and we're looked at as being a very efficient, quality office. Some of the things that I've had the opportunity to actually implement, one, in which Megan actually alluded to, is the electronic death certificate. The Powell County Coroner's Office had the opportunity to introduce that to Powell County. And what that does is basically presents you with a death certificate quickly in a legible fashion that's not having to be mailed back and forth, that's electronically sent, and then given to the family by their funeral director. I thought it was a great idea to bring this into the county, and we were the first to do that, the Powell County Coroner's Office. Next, state law says that we have to have a mass fatality plan. Well, I come back to Powell County when I learned this at one of the trainings that we had as being the coroner. I said, well, where's our mass fatality plan? Well, we didn't have one. So with working with officials from Frankfort, David Jones, other coroners around the state, we were able to produce the 30-page document, a mass fatality plan, which was presented to the fiscal court and passed 2013, which, putting this in place, if we have a catastrophe such as a plane wreck or a Nuketown, Connecticut issue, we have a plan set up to be able to work that scene as a coroner's office. And that's very important. Next, we have state-of-the-art equipment. We have actually put into effect a coroner's vehicle. It's not like we're arriving in minivans anymore. We have a coroner's vehicle that's equipped to not only set up a command post for a coroner's office, but it has all the equipment to do toxicology work. All of the things that a coroner needs to do is housed in one vehicle, which most of the other counties around that have that. We're up to speed on that. All of this has been done by actually slicing the coroner's budget. Over the last 4 years, I've had the opportunity to save the county $60,000, which our budget's not very big, but taking $60,000 out of our budget has been a miraculous thing. It's been a great honor to get the opportunity to do that. Credentials for the office. I have a bachelor's degree from Alice Lloyd College in history with emphasis in government. I have attended mortuary college, which basically mortuary college is the study in the science of death. Now, in the coroner's office, in investigating death, trying to determine what the cause of death is, it would seem to me not only to have a recommendation to have a degree from mortuary college, but almost a must to be able to have any idea of what you're actually doing. The coroner is the highest-ranking law official in the county. On a death scene, they are supreme. The Kentucky State Police on a death scene work underneath the canopy of the coroner. The Powell County Sheriff's Department works underneath the canopy of the coroner. Both the Clay City and Stanton Police Departments works underneath the canopy of the coroner. The question you have, who do you think has the knowledge, the intelligence, and the morality when it's your child or your parent that's become the subject of a coroner's investigation to be able to present the facts as they are? That's the question that you all have in front of you all. Like I mentioned, it's been a great honor to have the opportunity to serve Powell County. I ask you humbly for the opportunity to be your coroner for 4 more years. Once again, thank you all for hosting the event.
Okay, the next office is the county attorney, and Robert King will be running, but he isn't here tonight. But the PVA is Dustin Billings, and surveyor is Kevin Davis. Make sure that you all don't forget those people when you go vote. I know they're unopposed, but they still need to know how much support they have. So make sure that you do vote for them. Okay. Next, we're going to... Okay, that's one idea. Next, we'll have the magistrates in District 3, and Jimmy Reed is who we'll start out with.
Hi, how you guys doing? I'm Jimmy Reed, and I'm running for magistrate, District 3. I grew up on Cane Creek Mountain. I joined the service. I got my bachelor's degree from McHenry College in Illinois. And I just want to be your representative and be your magistrate. And I thank you for your time.
Mike Lockhart is out of state, so he won't be able to be with us tonight. District 4, we have Timmy Tipton.
For those that don't know me, my name is Timmy Tipton. I'm a fourth-generation resident in Powell County, and I'm running for Powell County Magistrate District 4. My wife, who's here with me, I guess I chased her in the halls of the high school probably 40 years ago. I finally caught her. Come June the 19th, we'll be married 38 years, and probably the greatest accomplishment I ever had in my life. I just wanted to say that to her. We raised 2 children, Marty and Hannah. They both attended Du Bois Elementary and graduated from Powell County High School. Of course, Hannah's our baby. She married off last year, and I guess we're officially empty nesters. Some of y'all probably can understand where we're coming from. We're pretty lonesome, so I guess I got time to run for magistrate again. I'm a longtime member of the Powell County Lions Club, and I attend the Du Bois First Church of God. I've served 4 previous consecutive terms as magistrate of District 4 from 1990 to 2007. This district has the largest area, roughest terrain, and more miles of county roads than the other districts. Some of the issues that we had when I came in, we had flooding issues, we had too many pipes, culverts, tanks in these streams, and when it would come a flood event, it'd take us 3 or 4 days, sometimes a week, to kind of clean up and repair the damage. We had many miles of unpaved and distressed paved roads. We had very little but to limited fire protection in that end of the county. We had very limited access to city water. And during my time as magistrate, we dealt with these problems. We built 13 bridges and box culverts in various places in the district. We paved many miles of roads, and some for the very first time. Something I take the most pride in is in helping the community and firefighters with establishing, acquiring property and building and equipping the Middle Fork Fire Department. Today, this fire department's still relevant. They do a great job and play a critical role in the safety and welfare of our community. We helped acquire state funding for new fire trucks for each department, and hardly anyone had city water when we first, in 1990, came in. But when I left office, just about everybody had access to city water. So we worked really hard. We had a lot of good luck in getting some state revenues to do this stuff. Now, moving forward, if elected, I just wanted to say that I feel like I'm independent enough to base voting decisions upon issues and not personalities. I will work as a team player for the common good of our county. I will respect and listen to the opinions of others. I will return phone calls, and I will voice my opinion. I'm a little older now and a lot grayer. I feel that wisdom comes with age. Well, of course, that's at least what I tell my kids. I don't know if they believe that or not. But I do value trust and relationships at every level, including the people that I represent. I believe in building relationships, working together, finding common ground, all for the good of our county. During my previous service, I built relationships with those who had my district and county's greater good in mind, from neighbors all the way up to officials in Frankfort. I feel that the experience, knowledge, and commitment to do this job, I feel that I'd be honored to serve again. I can't promise the same success. However, I can promise the same effort, the same dedication, and passion that I served with for 17 years. So thank you very much.
Megan Daniels. And we have John Barker, Jr.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm John Barker, Jr. I'm your magistrate in District 4. My parents are Kathy and Jerry Barker. My grandmother is Delphia Branham Barker. I've lived in District 4 all my life. I've attended Bowen Elementary. I have two children, one of which has attended Bowen Elementary and one's currently attending Bowen Elementary. I feel that our district has got a lot of resources. We can work with We can work with getting the tourism promoted, like on Sand Lick, the judge had talked about fighting with the Forest Service. If we can get the Jeep Jamboree, bring those back to Powell County, that would give us a lot of revenue. My district is biggest district in the county. I cover half the county, touch five other counties. My district does. I've got twice as many gravel roads, twice as many blacktop roads as the rest of the districts combined. During my time as magistrate, we've stepped up to a lot of challenges. We've implemented countywide drug testing. I've submitted my name in drug testing pool, and I've been drug testing myself over this period of time. We had some challenges with the ambulance service. They came and challenged us to ride on the ambulance for 24 hours. I rode a 24-hour shift with the ambulance service to see what their needs was and what they go through. You got to respect the ambulance service for the things they do. We improved our road department tremendously. 4 years or 3+ years I've been here. We bought dozers. We've bought at least 4 salt trucks. We built a new salt dome to obtain more salt for the winter. We got the roughest terrain, steepest hills of any other district in the county. I would like to be your representative of District 4 for the next upcoming 4 years or many more years to come. I feel like I'm energetic. I'm young. I've came home many a nights from work and went and took a shovel or a chainsaw, cut limbs out of ditches. I rode with the road department to push snow many a nights. I do return all phone calls. I feel that I'm energetic. I'm not looking to retire anytime soon. I think I could be your representative for many more years to come. So if you could, on May the 20th, reelect me as your magistrate in District 4. And if I do lose the primary, my opponent is more than welcome to put a sign in my yard in the fall, because I do represent the Democrat Party, and I'd like to appreciate, or I'd like to say thanks to the Democrat Executive Board for putting this form on. If you could, please vote John Barker May the 20th as your next magistrate, District 4. Thank you.
Okay, District 5 is Carlos Rogers, H.T. Derrickson, and Donna Gabbard. Okay. Next, we'll go into constables. And District 3 is Ricky Allen, Larry Willoughby. District 4 is Jesse Miles, J.L. Bowen. District 5 is Gerald Bishop. Maybe they're out campaigning tonight. Yeah, Rhonda. All the candidates are here tonight. The election ballots will be set, I think I'm saying all this right, next Tuesday at, and you're supposed to be there about 11 o'clock in the storage building behind the, in the back of the courthouse, maybe? That's the jail? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't make it. Can y'all hear me? I do have a hearing aid in now. You can hear me in the back? Y'all can? Okay. They were going to come and set the ballots on Thursday. They changed setting the ballots on the voting machines that will be sent out to the precincts to Tuesday morning. The election company will be there, the boys from there, with the ballots about 8 to 8:30. Now, each candidate can be there to view the ballots that's going on the machines to make sure they're correct, or they can have one representative that can be there to check the ballots. The more eyes on those ballots, to me, the better. I have to be there. My election board has to be there. But the more eyes on these ballots to catch any mistake at all before they're out in the precinct on election day, you're very welcome. So with that being said, about 10:45 or 11, they should have the ballots set on the machines, and each candidate or representative is welcome. And the voting machines are in our storage building that we finally got built with extra clerk fees. It's over the stone building with the brown tin roof behind the jail fence. But everyone's invited to come and view the ballots on the machines. That's all I need to say, and I didn't make it clear to Josie. I'm sorry, Josie. Okay, did I cover everything? Okay, that's all.
Okay, one person that didn't get to come and speak last night was Robert Richardson. So if he could come up, we could hear what he's got to say.
Hello, everybody. I'm Robert Richardson. I'm running for Maastricht Precinct 1. I've never been up here on the front or anybody before, so I might be a little nervous, but what I'm working on for the next Maastricht Precinct 1 is we got to maintain these roads like they've all been done. I like to kindly be involved with ever who's be the next judge or the same judge or the same Maastricht's. I like to see the roads be updated, and I like to let me work for you. I'm a hard worker for Powell County, and I've been in business for 20 years or more. I know business, and I like to take our budget money and take care of what we have, because I know it struggles out there to what we do. I like to get the roads maintained to our cemeteries. You know, these people's got to get there on the roads, and I'm assuming that they have been maintained. I like to be a candidate for you the next 4 years to work with each and every one of you guys and give me a chance, because I'm a hard worker, and I like to take time the next 4 years to work for you. Thanks for the candidates for the Powell County, and thanks for having me for the Democratic Party. Thank you.
Could you all give these candidates a big hand of applause, because they've really done fantastic. Yeah. And I want to announce that our next Democrat meeting will be May 13th at 7 o'clock at the courthouse. If you could, please come out and join us. We're going to be expanding our Democrat committee, and I'd love for all of you to get a little more involved in the party. And I'd like to take a special thanks to WSKV and Ethan and Mary for being here tonight. They've got this information out to a lot more people than we could ever get in a room. So if we could give them a big hand of applause. And I'd like to thank all of you all for coming out. I really appreciate it. You can stay in politics a little bit longer or help clean up the room. Thank you very much.